Welcome to part five of the five-part series designed to enable ISV business success through partner and channel development. In this installment, we will be concluding the series with operationalizing your partner channel. Your hosts today are Diana Krecklow of the Krecklow Group and Gail Mercer McKay of Mercer McKay Solutions. Together, they each have over 20 years working in the Microsoft ecosystem and partner channel, helping ISVs succeed and grow.
Hello, and welcome to the final installment in our series. I'm Diana Krecklow, and with me today is Gail Mercer McKay.
Hi, Diana. It's great to be back. We've had a lot of fun. We've had some special guests, and we've really enjoyed sharing our tips, our best practice, and success stories with you. And along with this series is a number of enablement tools that are ready for to download should you want to take advantage of them.
Absolutely. So today we're going to provide you with a good understanding and point you to the resources that are available to help you operationalize and manage your partner program. One of the most important questions you need to be asking yourself is, do you have the keys to manage a program successfully?
First of all, you need to stay on top of plans and commitments and remain consistent with messaging to both partners and customers. Typically, I recommend setting aside a regular meeting time with your channel partners. It enables you to be prescriptive and programmatic, and that includes making sure that training is easily available, especially through self-service. Diana, how have you seen ISVs manage channel partners?
There's actually a great study that IDC did for IAMCP, the International Association of Microsoft Channel Partners.
You know, I'm going to stop you there and tell our audience that if you are not a member of IAMCP, you need to look into it. These guys are very plugged in to the partner-to-partner channel sales. There are chapters and members all around the world, and they drive a lot of business together.
Yes, I've personally been involved in several of the networking and speed networking events that they've done at WPC, as well as in my local chapter here in Seattle.
And we have members who have participated in face-to-face and virtual trade missions. I remember one of my colleagues in Canada, an ISV, who was targeting growth in LATAM. And he was able to establish a LATAM partner channel that led to about $1 million funnel in a single day, when prior to getting involved in IAMCP, he'd been at it for 9 months and he had gotten nowhere.
Well, that's kind of difficult to believe. So can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure.
$1 million in one day?
Yeah, sure. Without understanding the landscape, the culture, the reseller community, and even language, he'd been sending emails, letters, leaving voice messages, but he was never able to connect with the right people. He attended an IAMCP event that was actually held in LATAM. It was like a trade mission designed to introduce ISVs to SIs. He came away with a short list of partners that he was able to begin working with right away. And they actually, their funnel materialized into $1 million very quickly, and I think he closed good half of that within 6 months.
Excellent. So it really sounds like joining up with your local IAMCP is a great matchmaker for the next steps on how to put the pieces together as you're looking to operationalize a channel program. And IAMCP members actually get access to the study I referred to earlier, which identifies in detail each of the components of a channel framework, it's actually a maturity model. So beginning from managing partners from an ad hoc stage and moving them through various stages to the most dynamic and successful alliance model. It's a fantastic resource. So now that we understand that we want to get from moving our business and transacting with our channel partners from an ad hoc to dynamic, what do we need to build a partner program infrastructure to support that? What we like to do is focus on three areas. And if you've been with us through this series, you see we focus on sales and marketing, technology, and support.
That's great, Diana. And you also taught me about creating a partner program taxonomy, how to manage it and keep it simple. If we use Microsoft as an example, they have a partner program that begins at the basic level, but then offers silver and gold levels based on commitments from the partner. So an ISV might want to begin with more than one level of partner like Microsoft does, or they might begin with a single partner program. It really depends on their size, their budget, their infrastructure, and their ability to execute.
Exactly, Gail. And so what comes with this is you need to know what are the gives and the gets, and what investment's going to be needed on their part in order to make each one of those different criterias or those levels. It needs to be a two-way commitment with expectations and accountabilities clearly spelled out. So let's use the Microsoft as an example here for the give and the gets. You can get software, you'll get concierge TPAM support, customer surveys, and other benefits, but you have to invest. So you need to make certain that you have a number of MCPs on staff, make your annual revenue commitments, software needs to be tested and certified, and then of course you need to obtain your customer references.
Great. Our recommendation is to follow the Microsoft give and get model, but be realistic about what you can really support and execute on.
Exactly. So as you build out your give and the gets, make sure you have candid and frank conversations across your business within the sales and marketing teams, the technology and support, because you're going to be defining criteria for those partner qualifications, and you want to make sure that you can deliver on those.
That's perfect. You know, it's unreasonable to expect wins if you haven't invested. I've got a great example of why this is important. One of my clients, an SI, went out and signed up as a partner with a whole lot of software vendors. They paid big partner program fees, and they got to put the logos on their web pages for a while. But because they didn't have buy-in across the organization to truly invest, they couldn't sell or support the partnerships. It was a total miss.
Exactly. So, and to further expand on that, ISVs need to ensure that your partner channels can support the solution set. So remember, there may be API integrations, customization, tiered support calls, which are all part of operationalizing your internal processes.
So we've talked about a lot of things, Diana, but what are the program basics?
Number one is your sales enablement partner program, right? How are you going to help that partner with marketing, communication, services support agreements, training, there's legal and finance, and of course, partner program management.
Can you drill down? For example, sales and marketing, how are we going to internally and externally unleash that sales force?
Well, once you create your partner program overview, we're going to look to start building out what we call partner playbooks, battle cards, case studies, and provide the teams with the information and the motivation, keeping in mind that you have to build two sets, right? So one is for your own internal sales organization, and one is for your external team, being your partner channel.
Two sets?
Two sets. If we just signed up Accenture as one of our SIs, our internal teams need to know about them and how to engage. And Accenture needs to know the same things about us. In many circles, we call this a core set of bill of materials. And let's not forget about field sales engagement. It's really important that you hone in on sales engagement models that mirror the best way to engage with partners. Simplify for the salespeople. Build out a diagram that explains how you are working together. Engage early, define joint selling opportunities, and continually engage until the end of the sale.
Great points, Diana. You know, one of the most important assets that I've seen in field sales enablement is the battle card. It's a two-page document that defines your value proposition, pain, typical buyer, objections, pricing, qualifying questions, customer evidence, and how to engage. It almost becomes your partner program in a box, giving salespeople just enough to get the opportunities identified and start the ball rolling. Salespeople like things short, sweet, and simple.
Well, those are great, and we'll include an example of that in our document. So, but hey, do you know that we were just reviewing the ISV Sales Accelerator Kit that Microsoft has invested in for ISVs? And in there, I found that there are a lot of tools which ISVs can leverage to build their partner program enablement resources. There's a MarCom plan template, an audience segmentation guide, competitive analysis, newsletter template. But hey, this is just leading me right into your bailiwick, Gail. Any tips for partners on how to effectively create communications?
Write it once, reuse often. That is my mantra. You need to keep executive leadership, sales, and technical teams, both internally and externally, informed. I strongly recommend that you establish a partner portal. SharePoint and Office 365 is a great way to go. You can store all of your collateral, training materials, marketing, legal, and technical assets in one simple place. And then here is a great tip. It's easy to do, even if you don't have a lot of resources. Create a monthly newsletter that simply surfaces the content in that portal across all areas so that you're delivering information out to the teams that need it at a pace and size that's consumable for the reader. By using the newsletter to resurface what you are already creating and storing in the portal, it means that your newsletter is almost no work. So it's easy to ensure it goes out every month on time, but at the same time, it keeps you top of mind and helps people get connected to the right content when they need it. I've actually got permission from one of my partners to use a copy of their newsletter and to share it with the partners here. We're going to be putting it in our PowerPoint deck for people to download. But it's an amazing template for people to use and copy and model from.
So now let's talk about training and support frameworks and what we mean by that. It's really important that you develop a partner training program and operationalize the way you are going to support your partner channel. We recommend that you develop a framework that is role-based and provides online, classroom, and train-the-trainer curriculums. The fundamentals is to design, train, implement, and then support this training effort. This includes examples of like, how will you test, how will you assess your students, and maybe even provide lab and certification program paths.
So that's great, Diana. What is a role-based partner training framework and what does it look like?
Well, it's really quite simple. It's breaking your training program into roles, based on roles of the students, if you will. So for example, a salesperson may need only 1 hour session that they can do online to learn about your technology as an ISV. Another may be a pre-sales engineering role, where this one may take the pre-sales and SE type of training, and that particular courseware might run for 4 hours, let's say, depending on the level of the expertise. So sales training, level 101, technical training sessions, while implementation and administrations are all different. So build your training program based on the roles in which the individual students are delivering those services. We've included a sample framework in this deck, and it's available to use as part of the download of this series. It's quite extensive and will probably help you build out your training program.
And now we get to the subject that everyone loves, contracts and license agreements.
Well, I'll just say, make sure you have all those contracts in a quick place on your partner portal for easy access.
That's great. There's great use for that partner portal. You know, a lot of ISVs are startups and they have limited budget. Sometimes what we've seen is they will get somebody else's contract and simply do a global search and replace. My tip is, get a lawyer. Every country around the world has different governing laws when it comes to software IP, and you need to make sure you're protected. Get your contract set up and reviewed by a lawyer who is a specialist in this field.
So great. In summarizing, our partner programs need to be managed to stay current and relevant. ISVs need to build and improve internal processes and operations for the partner channel success. Regularly refresh content to stay current. Use MarCom tools and the right ones. Reuse often methodology Gail explained to remain top of mind.
Thanks, Diana. And cross-functional buy-in and teaming is key. Ensure you have all your partner support and legal agreements in place.
So, for more details and to get started, download the Operationalizing Your Channel document from ISV Resource Portal. Gail and I would be happy to talk to any of you personally, so just give us a shout. And to learn more, visit our websites and take advantage of your Microsoft ISV special discount. It's been really a pleasure working with you, Gail.
It's been a lot of fun, Diana.
Thanks so much, Microsoft, and good luck to all of you ISVs out there.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, bye now.